3, 2, 1.
Got a blast! America's first fashion victims.
Good report, Libby, but next time leave off the headphones. I've been asking you to wrap it up for the last 20 minutes.
What?
I said next time you can...
Pardon?
I said sit down. Now, class, time to hand back last week's chemistry test. Congratulations, Cindy. You got the best grade in the whole class.
A plus. Pack it in, Neutron. Your best years are behind you. I got an A plus to your lowly...
Read it and weep, Vortex.
A plus plus? Miss Fowl, I thought you said I got the best grade in class.
I meant except for Jimmy. Do I really need to say that every time?
Oh...
A burp-powered jetpack? I don't know, Jimmy.
Trust me, Carl. I personally designed the motor to run on the carbon dioxide content of the average burp.
Well, how come she never has to test the dangerous inventions?
Because, Burp Boy, I have the very demanding job of keeping up Jimmy's morale. Looking good, Jimmy.
Thanks, thank you. Okay, Carl. Drink your purple florp and commence burping.
Okay. Nothing's happening, Jim.
He's rising!
Jimmy, I'm scared.
Just keep burping, Carl.
I'm flying!
He's like some beautiful, majestic bird with horrible gas.
Okay, I finished my soda, Jimmy. How do I get down?
Down?
Jimmy!
I'm not sure, Carl. I never thought about the landing.
Burp, Carl! Burp for your life!
Nothing's coming out! I think I'm gonna fall!
You know this wouldn't happen if you people would just wear your ultra-large utility belts.
Carl, are you okay? Speak to me!
Flying metal chicken.
Oh no! He's delusional!
Actually, Jimmy, I gotta go with Carl on this one.
Yogi.
Hey, who's a duck? Who's a big, brave duck? You are. Yes, you are. Don't look at me like that.
Hugh, need anything from the store?
You go to the store? Well, I'll tell you what, Sugar Booger. You go and get me the fixings, and tonight, I'll make you and Jimbo some of my famous spaghetti a la Hugo. Well, there's no need to be rude.
Hugh, come quickly.
Hex necklace! It's a humongous flying metal chicken!
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Yes, but even if we could catch it, what would we cook it in?
Neutron Early Alert System! This is an emergency. We're being invaded by Yokians.
All able-bodied citizens, report to the park immediately to defend the town.
Hugh, where are you going?
Well, Jimbo said able-bodied, and you could practically rent ad space on that bunion of mine, so I don't think... What?
Jimmy, I'm scared.
Don't be scared, Carl. They'll probably just force us to be slaves in their galactic spice mines.
Oh. I'm allergic to paprika!
Sheen, what's the closest thing in your Ultra-Lord utility belt to a ballistic heat-seeking missile?
Let's see. That would be this tomato.
It'll have to do. Hand it over!
What are you doing, Jimmy?
Converting the jetpack into a missile launcher. Happy landing! Direct hit!
Jimmy saved us!
Hold your ground, people! They can still attack at any moment!
Good people of Earth, there's no cause for alarm. We come in peace.
Good! Now go in peace!
Yeah!
Scram, you Martians!
Please, my friends, we mean you no harm.
Gumballs, you're that King Goobot fella who tried to feed us to a giant chicken, yeah?
Well, yes, that happened, but I...
It wasn't our fault! Poontra made us do bad things! She was evil!
Was?
Yes, she's no longer with us.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah! Likely story!
Why should we believe you?
People, settle! We know that it may take months, even years, to earn your friendship. But in the meantime, please accept these gifts we brought as a gesture of our goodwill.
Ha! Nice try, Outer Space Nicks. It's gonna take a lot more than a few shiny trinkets to make us forget about... Ooh, nice ducky. Honey, look, it's signed by the artist and numbered.
Ooh, an anti-gravity skateboard. Thanks, creepy alien dudes. Give me a break. You can't possibly think you can win us over by handing out a bunch of stupid gifts.
Oh, sorry. We weren't listening. We were petting this adorable puppy.
Puppy.
Come on, everyone. Can't you see what they're doing? Remember who we're dealing with.
Gather round, earthlings. Our helpers have presents for each and every one of you.
Intergalactic beat jam? Cool!
Ultra Lord with electron speeding action!
Present smelling sachet!
A fluffy sweater!
Oh, isn't it wonderful, sir? It's just like Christmas on Yogis! Only without all the violence we play.
Curses!
What is it, your yokiness?
It appears our you-know-what machine was damaged in the landing. No matter. I'll just have to borrow one from one of the Earthlings.
Well, that shouldn't be too hard, sir. They appear to be warming up to us already.
Yes. I predict we'll soon feel right at home here.
What are you laughing about?
What?
That wasn't... laughing.
Oh, no. That's how we exchange nitrogen particles.
Yes.
Oh, that's good nitrogen.
That really hits the spot.
Yummy.
I can't believe everyone's buying the Yokian's lies.
Their lies may be dirty, but their gifts are oh so sweet.
Ah!
Don't feel bad, Jim. I mean, no one blames you for being suspicious.
Hey, Neutron, look what the evil Yogians did to me. They gave me a scooter.
Yeah, oh, help me, Jimmy. My hair is too soft and manageable.
Stop them before they're nice again.
Mom, Dad, you can't honestly believe the Yokians aren't evil anymore just because they brought us presents.
But such lovely presents, dear. Hugh, look at my new diamond earrings again.
Still beautiful.
Oh.
You see, Jim Jam, evil space nicks are people just like you and me. And like people, they deserve a second chance. Especially the ones with huge bags of gifts, right, Peaky?
Well, the sooner they go back to Yokins, the better, if you ask me.
Hello, Neutrons. How are my three favorite humanoid life forms doing?
Mom! What's he doing here?
Didn't you tell him, Hugh?
Nope. Must have slipped my mind. Jimbo, say hello to our new house guest, King Goobot.
Whoa, wait. Time out here. We're letting an evil alien live in our house?
Yeah, now, Jimbo, don't be rude. The Yokians are friendly now. They've even offered to fill in for all of us at our humdrum jobs for as long as we want.
Mom, say something!
How do you like your steak cooked, Mr. Goobot?
Cooked? However you like it, my good woman.
Yeah, now, where was I? So I haven't even given Gooby a tour. Okay, let's start with the telephone. This little baby lets us talk to other Earthlings clear across town.
No.
Oh, yes. This is the TV remote. It lets us change channels without even getting up.
Shut your mouth.
If I'm lying, I'm dying.
Well, my goodness. If you have all these technological marvels, then I suppose you must also have a tungsten line scan ready DNA regenerator.
Yeah, but of course we do. Gooby old bean, Jimmy has all the latest thingamajiggies in his lab. Remember I told you all about it?
Oh, yes, Jimmy's lab. You simply must show me around this lab of yours, dear boy.
You can talk to Jimbo later, Gooby. In the meantime, come on back and I'll show you my pie-eating trophies. There's a disgusting story for each and every one of them.
But
yes, sirree. I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
3, 2, 1.
Morning, Goddard. What are you doing here?
I live here, remember?
Well, move it. I gotta get ready for school.
Who's gonna make me?
Mom!
All right, big grumpus.
Go!
I'm going!
The Yokians gave me a sippy chicken!
They gave me a home tattooing kit!
Hey, Neutron, what did the Yokians give you?
Well, that's hard to say, Nick, since I don't accept gifts.
From evil space aliens!
Wanna play with my sippy chicken?
Good morning, children. Starting today, I'm taking an indefinite holiday, so say hello to your substitute teacher, Oobler!
What?
Thank you, old one.
Thank you for the motorcycle. Ciao!
Well, won't this be fun? I just know we're going to have a wonderful time getting to know each other.
Mr. Oobler, may I go to the bathroom?
Why? So you can plot a rebellion by passing notes through the sewers and rally the town to battle? Forget I said that. I meant, of course you may.
Actually, I kind of don't have to go anymore.
Right. Well, let's get started then, shall we? Krelda! Textbooks!
Favorite Yokian dessert?
Yes! We're all going to spend the day making yummy taste
streets while I watch over you like a hawk!
Excuse me, but I'd hardly call dessert making an educational activity.
Oh, here we go. Professor Pointyhead needs everyone to know what a genius he is.
I'm sure you'd love to make desserts all day to keep the cotton candy in your head company.
You're one to talk, Mr. Chocolate Whippy Dip Head.
Hey, don't call me Mr. Whippy Dip Head.
No, that's what I call
him. Do they fight like this all the time?
Yeah, but deep down they really hate each other.
Children, pipe down! I suppose I could massage a little history in today's lesson. Let's see. What year did Pembroke the Scaly conquer the Jupiterians? You're all right. They never did. Now, who wants dilithium fudge balls?
I would like a couple of those.
Make it fast, Neutron. These are peak bullying hours.
Good covering, Butch. They might be listening. Now, how are we gonna stop the Yokians?
Dude, what are you talking about?
You know, stopping the Yokians from perpetrating their evil conspiracy!
You mean their conspiracy to be incredibly generous?
I think he means the conspiracy to not give us any homework.
Oh, come on, guys! First the Yokians try to win our trust with gifts, then they infiltrate our homes and schools! Can't you see they're up to something?
Yeah, they're up to being totally cool, and now you want to go and mess things up. Come on, you guys, let's go.
What is his problem?
Suspicious.
Now I'll never meet my bullying quota.
Hey, Jimmy, what if we keep accepting the Yokians' gifts, and then in a few years, when they run out of stuff, we ask them nicely to leave?
Here she comes.
Cindy Vortex! What a coincidence! This is the student I was telling you about, sir!
Oh, you were right, Ublar! Those curious eyes, the well-shaped cranium! You win!
What the heck is going on here?
I suppose we should explain. Ublar and I had a bet. I said Jimmy Neutron was the smartest child in town, and he said you were.
Me?
Don't be modest, dear. It was obvious from the minute I saw you.
Well, thanks, but I mean, Neutron does get better grades than I do.
Grades? Of course his grades are better than yours, dear. His laboratory gives him a tremendous advantage.
Well, that is how he aces all those chemistry tests.
Of course! And I think it's terribly unfair.
Ooh.
What is it, Ublar?
I have the most wonderful idea, sir! Why don't we build Cindy a lab of her very own?
What? Oh, you don't have to do that.
Oh, it's a splendid idea. You simply must let us. After all, you might end up curing disease, solving the energy crisis.
Deflating that big head of Jimmy's.
I'm in.
Excellent! Then it's settled. All we need from you is some way to gain access to Jimmy's lab so we can build you an even better one.
Oh.
That won't be a problem, will it?
Neutron's pretty secretive when it comes to his lab. I don't really know how to get in it. But I know two people who do.
Gee, you can't mind meld with a lizard.
Can't too. I learned it from the Ultra Lord Handbook. Observe. Concentrate. Concentrate.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Ah, talking lizard.
What is that?
Oh. Hey, Cindy. I met a lizard who sounds just like you.
You guys are so funny and interesting. It's too bad we don't get to hang out more often.
Don't hit me!
I'm not gonna hit you, silly.
I think what Carl's trying to say is, don't you hate us?
Whatever gave you that idea?
Because of the way you're always yelling at us and giving us nasty looks and saying you hate us?
Well, that's just because... Hey, why don't I treat you guys to a snack at the candy bar this afternoon? Say around 4?
Would you excuse us for a sec?
Why is she being so nice to us?
Isn't it obvious? Cindy's gone completely mental.
You think we should tell her parents?
No! Oh, I think we should ride the Loony Express all the way to the candy bar. 4 o'clock it is!
See you at 4!
The woman of the house is nice enough, but somebody needs to beam the dad a clue.
Goddard, I'm home!
Hold on, I hear something.
Hey, boy, come on! Time to go to the lab.
It looks like we won't need this Cindy of yours after all. The mystery of the lab is about to be solved.
Ah! Well, there you are, Goobs, old man. Now, come on down to the kitchen. There's a whittling stick with your name on it.
Oh, no, thanks. Whittling's not really my game.
Flibber-jibber, anybody can whittle. Just watch me and do what I do. Except for the cutting yourself and bleeding part.
Come on, boy. We'll take the express route. Don't worry. I fixed all the bugs. Still a few bugs. Now, let's see. There ought to be something here. Hypnobeam. Nah. X-ray specs? Huh. Cheese ray. Never got that one to work.
Time machine microwave. Invisible pills.
Well, what's the point of having a state-of-the-art laboratory if it won't help you prove Yokians are evil?
Good people of Earth, there's no cause for alarm. We come in peace.
Hey, good idea, Goddard. If we scan Goobot's words through your lie detector drive, we can see if he's telling the truth. Hit it, boy!
There's no cause for alarm. We come in peace. We come in peace. We come in peace.
Oh, no! They're just as evil as ever! Only this time they've come down to get us! Come on, we've got to warn the others! What's this? Dear Jimmy, we went to the park to see the giant egg love Mom and Dad. Giant egg? Boltra!
Come closer, humanoids! That's right, don't be shy! We've got a wonderful surprise for you.
Oh, yes. Quite a surprise indeed.
Get back! It's a trick! The Yokians are still evil! I can prove it! Get back, everyone! It's Poltra! Get back! The Yokians are more evil than ever! Run for your life!
Oh, it's terrible! There's hundreds of them! All small and white square!
They're invitations, Hugh!
No, don't touch them, Sugar Booger! They might try and suck out your brain with their horrible tentacles! What?
I don't understand.
You are hereby invited to a Yokian picnic on this spot tomorrow at 3 p.m.
Yes, it's our way of saying thanks ever so much to the people of Retroville for giving us a second chance.
Will there be ham?
Yes, Carl, and cake and candy, too.
Can I help with the entertainment?
Of course, Libby. Get jiggy with it.
Will Ultralart be there and offer to make me his crime-fighting buddy?
Yes.
Of course, if Jimmy doesn't want us to throw you a picnic.
No, we don't want to stay if we're not wanted.
Nice going, kid. Your cruel words hurt the Yokian's feelings.
Yeah, you're an emotional bully. That's the worst kind.
But the polygraph test said that...
I don't care!
Give it a rest! You didn't go home!
Hold on, Gooby. I'm sure Jimbo didn't mean it. Now, Jimmy. I want you to apologize to our alien friend.
How about it, Jimmy? Let's shake hands and be wonderful friends, eh?
Never!
Keep walking, kid!
No, don't be mad at Jimmy.
He'll come to respect me soon enough. There you go, boys. Two more fudge ripple godbusters.
All right. Thanks, Cindy. This is awesome.
Yeah. Hey, have you guys noticed that Yokians have pretty much taken over the town?
Nuh-uh.
See for yourself.
We used to be quite evil, but now we're really nice, we swear. Without our pesky evil chicken god, we hug, we love, we share.
We used to worship Poultra.
That was one sadistic bird.
Now that she's gone, we're all so nice again. We give you our word.
That's incredible. I can hardly believe it. Double-sided tape is half price at the stationery store. What were you saying, Carl? I'm sorry.
Never mind.
So, now that we're all close friends, what do you want to talk about? Oh, I know. How about Jimmy's lab?
I'm sorry, Cindy, but Jimmy doesn't really like us to talk about his lab.
Yeah, it's totally high security. It even goes off if it smells a girl.
Sheen!
Chill out, Carl. I didn't say anything about how Jimmy gets in. By the way, are you going to eat your DNA scanner? Oh, I mean Cherry, not DNA scanner, Cherry!
So, he uses a DNA scanner to get in?
No, I mean, yes, I mean... Curse you, refined sugar! Once again, you have unhinged my tongue!
Don't worry, guys. I'm not gonna tell anybody. So, how does Jimmy activate the scanner thing?
Boy, where does the time go? Come on, Sheem, it's time to go to the important thing.
Waiter! One atomic choco blast!
Atomic choco blast? That's the most expensive thing on the menu.
Sheen!
I can't help it. She's not playing fair.
Come on, let's go, Sheen.
Well, doesn't that look delicious? And it's all yours just as soon as someone tells me how Jimmy gets into his lab.
Jimmy plucks a hair and holds it up to the DNA scanner next to the clubhouse door. His computer's name is Fox!
I am deeply ashamed of you, Carl. And quit eating all the nuts!
Thanks, boys. Let's do this again sometime.
Okay, how's next week for you? I'm good, Tuesday!
Oh, you're gonna like golf, Goobster. The wind in your face, the harsh, unforgiving sand traps, the thrilling 200-foot drops. And that's just driving the cart around.
Well, as I say, I really can't stay very long. I have a previous...
Now, to golf with the big boys, you've got to attack the ball. I like to pretend it's a tiny, dimpled pie thief. Here, watch.
Psst! Goobot!
So we meet again, eh, thief of pies? Still up to your larcenous ways? Well, have a nice hot slice of
heat. No!
Goobie, oh no! Are you hurt? I'll get you some iodine and a bandage. Yeah, maybe some pie for me. Ooh, pie and ice cream. I hope we have those sprinkles I like. You wait here, I'll be right back. Honey, what kind of ice cream do we have?
Bo Peep to Papa Bear. Bo Peep to Papa Bear.
Oh, just spit it out.
Okay, here's the skinny. Jimmy's lab is under his clubhouse. You'll need one of his hairs to get in. Just hold it up to the DNA scanner on the door and you're in.
Excellent.
Now about my lab. What do you think about blue for the main work area? Not a gaudy blue, more of a teal or maybe an azure. Or you can surprise me.
Maybe I'm wrong, Goddard. I mean, I know the odds are slim. Okay, really slim, but still possible. I mean, maybe lie detectors don't work on aliens. Maybe the Yokians really have evolved into good, kind-hearted souls. Huh? Or maybe they're still evil alien jerks. Activate hologram projector.
He's a sound sleeper.
It's a Yokian freighter, all right. Let's get a closer look. Poultra's water dish!
What's wrong, Sugar Booger? And don't deny it, Mr. Breakfastface never lies.
I'm worried about Jimmy, Hugh. He's alienated everyone in town with all this talk of evil Yokians.
Oh, you know, boys. It's probably just a phase, like collecting bugs or eating soup with your hands. I'm sure Jimbo's over this whole evil Yokian thing by now.
Mom! Dad! The Yokians are planning on feeding the entire town to poultry at today's picnic!
I stand corrected.
What are you talking about, Jimmy?
They're transporting Poultra's water dish down from deep space. That means Poultra's not far behind. Whatever you do, don't go to the picnic today.
We're still going, right?
Wouldn't miss it.
Oh, honey, look! It's the boy who cried Poultra.
Kid, let me guess. Blah, blah, blah. Evil Yokians, blah, blah, blah.
Going somewhere, Jimmy?
I saw the freighter, Goobot. I'm going to tell everyone about your plan to feed us to Poultra and take over the town.
My, my. Someone's a morning person. Unfortunately, nobody trusts you anymore. It's all part of the master plan.
To take over the Earth?
Oh, please. I don't care about your scrubby little planet. I'm out to destroy you!
Me?
Me? Yes, you! The boy who made me the laughing stock of the entire galaxy! Well, who's being laughed at now?
Fine, you got your revenge. Now leave us alone.
Oh, but your humiliation has just begun. You'll spend the rest of the morning warning people to stay away from the picnic, but no one will listen. All your pleas will get you is a front row seat to watch Poultra devour everyone you care about. And do you know what I'll do then? I'll just laugh and laugh and laugh!
How are you boys getting along?
Fine.
Okie doke.
Your plan will never work, Goobot. My friends will believe me if I tell them to. You'll see. Carl! Gene! Don't go to the picnic today!
Oh, right, Jimmy. Like I'm really gonna pass up a chance to meet Ultra Lord.
And like I'm gonna miss free ham!
Guys, as a friend, trust me. If you go, there will be dire consequences.
Let's see. Ultra Lord, dire consequences. Ultra Lord, dire consequences. See you at the picnic, Jimmy.
I'll save you some ham!
Nick, don't go to the picnic today.
Okay, I will.
Cindy, Libby!
Oh, look, Libby. Pewtron's soliciting money for the I'm a Big Fat Loser Fund.
Would you like a donation, little boy?
Actually, I just wanted to make sure you ladies were going to the picnic today. The police! Maybe they'll believe me. Ah! Does it? Time to call in the army! Ah!
DNA match confirmed.
Back.
Goddard, it looks like it's up to us. Let's see how many people Poultra can eat if she's only 2 feet tall. What the heck's going on? Better scan for viruses. Praise Yokas. Vox, identify last person in lab before me.
Jimmy Neutron, 7:40 a.m.
Impossible! Screen footage of last entry. Leaping lap times! Wait a minute.
You must also have that tungsten line scan ready DNA regenerator.
My regenerator...
Let the games begin. Behold the sacred toenail, Ublar! All that remains of the late, great Poultra!
Yes! It seemed like just yesterday she abandoned us out of shame to be the chicken god of some other planet.
No time for reminiscing. We've got work to do. Commence reanimation!
Thank you.
Welcome to your new planet, oh great one! Your meal awaits. Vaporous!
They've used my regenerator to make a brand new Paltra! Gotta warn everybody! Come on, boy!
I'm totally nauseous, but I feel so alive!
All right! Everybody give it up for the Yokians!
You guys were awesome!
Everyone, get out of the park! Poultra's headed this way!
Not you again! You're constantly warning about Poultra Bully! That's the worst kind!
Get off the stage, Jimmy!
Please, you've got to believe me. My other warnings didn't come true because the Yokians wanted you to think I'm some sort of paranoid jerk.
Well, it worked.
But this time the danger is real. They stole my regenerator to make a new Poultra. And she's coming this way!
That's impossible, Jimbo. Everyone knows you keep all your techno thingamabooblies in your lab. There's no way the Yokians could have ever gotten in there.
Well, I haven't really figured that out yet. Nonetheless, I think
that... Okay, that concludes the boring and annoying portion of the program. Our next act...
Wait! I think Jimmy's telling the truth.
You do?
Yes. While I have no idea how the Yokians could possibly have gotten into Jimmy's lab... Well, the point is, we owe Jimmy. Who saved us when hostile pants were running amok in the streets? Who repelled the giant flaming meteor headed straight for town? Who risked his life to shrink Miss Fowl down to size when she was 50 feet tall? Okay, I know. All those things were Neutron's fault in the first place, but he still risked his life to save us. The least we owe him is our trust.
You know, the annoying blonde girl has a point.
And she usually hates Jimmy.
Well, Jimmy did save me from being a giant freak woman.
Give it up for Jimmy!
Yeah! We believe in you, Jimmy!
Just tell us what to do!
Now, wait just a minute. I'm not believing a word Jimmy says until I have some decent, credible evidence. Works for me.
Hey, look! Jimmy's wrong again. The nice Yokians built us a swimming pool.
Phew, that's Poultra's water dish.
No!
Guys, what are y'all so worried about? Ultra Lord's gonna be here any minute.
Ultra Lord's not coming, you ding-dong! The Yokians lied to you.
What? Then they have awakened the wrath of Sheen! What are your orders, Jimmy?
Well, I don't know. See, the Yokians sabotaged my lab, and I...
Neutron, if there were ever a time to put that big freak brain to work, it's now.
We're depending on you. Okay, okay. Think. Brain blast! Chickens can't burp. Carl, gather up all the sizzle rock candies you can find. Sheen, fill Poultra's water dish with purple flurp.
You heard the man. Don't just stand there. Get moving.
I need you girls to bring me a set of clothes, pants, shirts, shoes, and socks.
We're on it.
Oh, and Cindy? Thanks. Great! I need you to sew me a dummy and fill it with these spicy sizzle rocks. Goddard will help you.
Oh,
might want to put a rush on that.
Oh, what a fabulous day for a picnic, eh, Ubla?
Absolutely, sir. Oh, I'm glad we brought Poltra. It'd be rude to show up empty-handed.
Hurry! Ready!
Don't worry, Sugar Booger. I found your shoe. It was over at the... Poltra! A long time no see. You know, this might be a good time to tell you. I taste awful. I know I look quite delicious, but I'm really kind of, well, not gamey. Have you ever had rancid pork?
Yeah! All right, Dad! She spotted the dummy!
Hey, you guys, there's a whole ham left.
Cut
it. Come on.
She's like some disgusting man-eating bird with horrible gas.
I hate where this is going.
Job, dude.
That's my boy.
Hey, the Yokians are getting away.
Goodbye and good riddance. And by the way, the gifts we gave you are made from Octavian weasel vomit. Ha! Enjoy your stinky planet, you stupid stinky!
Nice shot, Jean.
Yeah. Good thing I got the deluxe ultra large utility belt with two tomatoes.
I'll get you someday, Jimmy Neutron!
Well, that was a close one. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got a lab to de-sabotage.
Would Jimmy Neutron please come up on stage?
Get up here, Jimmy.
What's this all about?
I think the townspeople have something they'd like to say to you, Neutron. Everyone?
You were right and we were wrong.
Aw, thanks, you guys, but there's no need to apologize. After all, a healthy skepticism is the hallmark of a... who am I kidding? Say it again!
You were right and we were wrong.
Now say it in French.
Vous aviez raison et nous avions tort.
Now Chinese. Just kidding. Let's party!
Again tomorrow.
Of course. And by the way, the guys told me about the candy bar. I'm afraid I'll have to erase your short-term memory.
Oh, why? I won't tell anyone. Honest. I'll be as quiet as a church mouse.
Follow me, I'll take you where it's happening, yo. No need for money, ain't
all right. That's great, Winnie. Shake that moneymaker. Woo! Ha, 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 ha.
Okay, that's a test. Ho, hey, ho.
Wow.
damn tall.
Got a blast.